Very quickly, we turn our Bible to the book of. We're going to look into two Bible references. Amen. Numbers chapter 22. Numbers 22. Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter number 22. We're going to praise the Lord. Let me start from verse 1. Genesis chapter number 22, verse 1, and I read. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the place of Moab, on this side Jordan by Jericho. Verse 2. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel has done to the Amorites. Verse 3. And Moab was so afraid. Tell your neighbor, say, my enemies shall be so afraid.
My enemies shall be so afraid.
Yeah, that's it. Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Verse 4. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now they are consulting against the children of God. Any power consulting, gathering against you shall scatter by fire.
Amen.
Now shall this company lick up all that we are round about us, as they us licked up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. Verse 5. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Bethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, that's verse 6. Therefore, I pray thee, cast me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, look at that word, peradventure. That is, he's not certain, maybe. Thank God, he's aware that these people are covenantal children of God, that maybe what he's demanding for will not be possible. I pray for somebody here. God will always disappoint all your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, that's what we want to do to the children of God, and that I may drive them out of the land, for I want that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's stop here for the time being. This is a story, the wonderful story of the Balak and Balaam. Praise the Lord. So for let us look at the children of God. Israel is God's chosen generation. Praise the Lord. The nation in whom God himself delighted in. God loved Israel with an everlasting love. Praise the Lord. And that's why they must not be cursed. Amen. They are blessed. And whosoever blesses them is blessed too. Whosoever curses Israel may be accursed and their generation forever. Praise the Lord. So, God said concerning the Amorites that he will visit the Amorites forever because of touching Israel. They don't touch the covenanted people of God. Praise the Lord. People that are under the covenant of God. Praise the Lord. Any nation that touches Israel, they are in trouble. Amen. But this is a king now. Is after the children of God. After this one, that the covenant of God is upon their head. Amen. God has chosen Israel as his own inheritance. Therefore, he's always with them. God will always be with you.
Amen.
That amen is weak.
Amen.
So, Jehovah is the strength of Israel. And because he's their strength, he won so many battles for them. He took he killed so many kings on their behalf, and he did wonders in their midst. Part of which, let's turn our Bible to Psalm 136 and see what the Lord did for them. We're still coming back to this place. Psalm 186. If you are there, let's say yes. Psalm 136. Are we there?
Yes.
I'm there. Let me wait for you. Praise the Lord. Are we all there now?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. God bless you. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone dwelt great wonders for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters for his mercy endureth forever." Praise the Lord. Let's move to verse 10 now. "To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn for his mercy." Because of Israel, because of them, he smote all the Egyptian firstborn. "And brought out Israel from among them for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm for his mercy endureth forever. To him we divided the Red Sea to part for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it for his mercy endureth forever. He overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea for his mercy endureth forever. To him we led his people through the wilderness." Amen. "For his mercy endureth forever." Look at it, that's verse 17. He said, "To him we smote great kings." He smote great kings because of his children. Slew famous kings, Zion the king of Amorites, Og the king of Bashan, and he gave their word, he gave their land for an heritage. Praise the Lord. In this country, in this nation that God has brought you here, amen, the Lord of hosts is going to give you your own land.
Amen.
You are buying a land here.
Amen.
You are doing good on this land.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Somebody does not believe you. Killed kings because of his children, and he gave them all this land. He gave it to them as an inheritance. You are not going out of this place empty-handed. As from today, whatever you labor for, you as you are laboring here, you'll be gathered. Whatever part that is capturing every good thing that you are gathering, that part shall die. In the name of Jesus, you'll be gathered, and you shall have something to show forth for your Lord. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So beloved, this is what God did for Israel. Immediately this king, he saw all those things that God did for them, he became afraid. Amen. And he went and hired somebody to curse them. Unknown to them, Israel, they didn't know that somebody has been hired to curse them. Moses too, he hasn't got anything to do with this man, Balak. He has not offended, they have not crossed themselves before. This is what we are talking about. Any power anywhere that has been hired to curse you, and they are cursing you day and night, because of the presence of God here, because you are in this service today, power hired to be cursing your destiny, causing you that you don't have your children, causing you that you don't make it, causing you that as you are gone to United Kingdom, is going to come back empty. I decree them to die now. Amen. It's a serious matter. But the night you get to, you can read the rest of Numbers 22 and 23. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody here today, I know, according to the word of God in Psalm 37 verse 14, God will give you the legs of your enemies. If you are one person, shout hallelujah. And you will get the neck of your enemy and you break their necks. And that's all. When their neck is broken, what can they do again? They are gone. Shout amen to that. We are talking about curse not whom the Lord has blessed. Even Pharaoh, God didn't take it lightly. He didn't take it lightly at all with Pharaoh. He afflicted Pharaoh because of his children. And that's why I know, because you are carrying the covenant of God upon your life too, God will afflict the part that have been afflicted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So beloved, when you start seeing what happened, you see this man was sent for Balaam to come and curse. King Balak sent for Balaam to come and curse Israel. Why does he want to curse them? He wants to stop their advancements. Praise the Lord. He wants to bring them down. The Bible says the children of God were spreading. I don't know the power that is envious of your prosperity in this place. And they are guarding and they are cursing you. And they are looking that one day you will come down. Powers that want you to come down, they shall go down. Powers that want you to come down, not only, they shall go down to the pits. In the name of Jesus. So that was what happened. Because they carry the fear of God, their enemy become the strategy. They don't want them to prosper. They don't want them to spread. He said they are mighty. And you know what? The first thing he did, this man went to the Lord. And God told him, he said, don't curse them because they are blessed. That one is enough for him to listen. But who is this Balaam? Let's quickly look at who is this Balaam. Amen. Who is this Balaam? Balaam is a mercenary. A mercenary is one, is somebody that can fight for, or can fight for the country or group for money. It's somebody that is after payment, just pay him to do any evil, is ready to do it. Praise the Lord. Balaam was so famous, and that's why they have to send for him. He has helped them to destroy many people. But when he got to the turn of the children of God, his power failed him. Because Balaam happened to do, Balaam specializes in enchanting. He's a diviner, so he specializes in divination. And what is the spirit of divination? What's the power behind the divination? It's a serpent. He was using the power of the serpent. I know serpent is very deadly. Every human serpent that is causing you day and night, in the name of Jesus, serpent of the Lord will swallow them. Serpent of the Lord will swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, also, Balaam is a double-minded personality. Very double-minded, eloquent in prophecy, but presumptuous in seeking to alter the divine plan. Yes, he wanted to say peradventure. He wanted to alter the divine plan of God, but God frustrated him. I have the word of God for somebody. According to the word of God, God says he frustrated the tokens of the liars and wanted their diviner's power. Every power that is working hard to waste you, to rubbish you, to destroy you, in the name of Jesus, they shall be frustrated. Shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus. Any part defining them, you shall not match. His word of God, he said, he harnessed their diviner's mark. Every diviner assigned against your attack, assigned to put you down, assigned against your moving forward, assigned against your husband's life and your children, they shall run mad. Person. Very self-willed. You can look at Numbers chapter 22, verse 12 to 20. Numbers 22, verses 12 to 22. Praise the Lord. Numbers, let's see Numbers 22. Numbers 22. We look at verse 12 to 22. Are we there?
Yes.
And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam, after God has spoken, Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balaam, get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with him. Why was he saying that? To tell you that he's a double-minded person. Because of the rewards that he wanted to give him to destroy. Any power spending money to destroy, to waste you, they shall go into abject poverty. In the name of Jesus. So he said, and the princes from Moab rose up and they went unto Balak and said, Balak refused to come with us. Balak sent yet another princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balak and said to him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing I pray thee hinder thee from coming unto me. Look at verse 17. For I will promote thee unto very great honor. Amen. Look at mistake, very big mistake here. He was even boasting, ready to promote Balaam so as to destroy the covenant children of God. Any power that wants to waste you to destroy in order to get promotion, they shall be demoted to the pit of hell. In the name of Jesus. You see, diviners, they do evil. The more evil they do, they get promoted. in the kingdom of darkness. I prayed that every spirit, power, confidence of your enemy, I decree to be dashed into this. All the spirits that these are messenger that they are using, they shall receive madness. When they send that spirit or their aim into you, that one will receive the spirit of visitation, and their power will face them and tell them to show. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Shout hallelujah. So, beloved, this is just Balaam, which you're talking. We're talking about Balaam this morning. Amen. So he went again. Let's go on. From verse 12. Let's move on a little bit. And said, for I will promote thee with very great joy, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. So he was ready to do anything whatsoever, as long as just destroy these people for me. Just curse these people for me. Why did he want, why was he interested in cursing the people? Why has he decided the instrument of curse? Amen. So curses, what are curses? Amen. What then are curses? Do we know how, you know, curses is just direct opposite of blessing. Praise the Lord. What's a curse? A curse is a word inviting somebody for punishment or for destruction. What's a curse? A curse is direct opposite of blessing, as I've told you. A curse is to reduce somebody to nothing. A curse is disgrace, is to bring disgrace to somebody's life. To bring somebody down, praise the Lord, is an evil spoken word pronounced by someone with higher authority. That is, the higher authority can be maybe the positive one or the negative one. Praise the Lord. Because God himself was the worst personality that cursed. He cursed as a result of disobedience. Anyone that has become a troll anywhere, whether in witchcraft or wherever they may belong to, and they send their throne and they are cursing you, themselves and their throne shall catch fire. In the name of Jesus. So that's just because a curse is a vehicle of problems. It's just to put somebody in problems. Every vehicle of problem that is sounding evil siren against anyone here, I decree to stop by fire. Amen. So curse is the root of all sufferings, untold hardship, and circle problem. Pray this prayer. Every circle problem. Pray by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every circle problem. When this man, Balaam, this king of the Moabites, he got to Balaam, Balaam said, he said, okay, come along with me. I will take you to the mountain. They got to the first mountain, and then the Balaam, he now told him, he said, okay, build 7 altars with 7 rams and 7 bullocks. So each altar has 1 ram and 1 bullock. Praise the Lord. When he got there, God disappointed him. This double-minded man, after the altar had been made and the king was standing beside the sacrifice, he ran back to God. He was asking God, yes, the altar has been prepared. God said, okay, he said, go now, I will change your mind. I will put my word in your mouth. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll put, by the time he got there, instead of cursing the children of God, he started blessing them. God turned the mouth. He turned his mouth. Every iron tongue is before they know what they are doing, you will start blessing them. In the name of Jesus. God turned his mouth. Amen. He did not stop there. And then Balaam became very angry. He said, I called you to curse these people for me. But what is wrong with you? Why are you blessing them? He said, I cannot do otherwise. He said, I can't do otherwise. I have to bless them. Praise the Lord. Even after God said, don't go, God sent his angel to stop him. He sent his angel to stop this man. Yet he went. And when the angel appeared, he was on his ass with two servants. Praise the Lord. What happened? The angel, the ass saw the angel, and the ass would not move. He tried to push him to one end. He struck the ass 3 times. It was then God now opened his eyes. He was able to see the angel. Angel now said, why are you striking them? Why do you strike the axe? Said, I have come to stop you. You know, there's what we call permissive will of God. God has already spoken that don't go. But when he went and inquired again, God said, okay, go. You will not take the permissive will of God. Perfect will of God is that which God wants us to do. That was the reason why God sent that angel to stop him. Praise the Lord. And the angel now said, okay, but I will make sure, since you have decided to go, I'll make sure that it is the word of God you will say. So God disappointed him, and the man of, and the king now said, let's go to another mountain. They went to another higher mountain. Praise the Lord. I'm only trying to recap everything that's there for you. Because encroaching into Numbers 23, 24. Praise the Lord. Amen. About chapters. They got to the second mountain, the higher mountain. Said, okay. King said, okay, I'll bring another seven altars. Seven altars was built again. Seven bullocks, seven rams. By the time we got there, what happened? It is time to curse the children of God. He said, maybe you didn't see them. Come and see them, how they are spread all over the place. As they are mighty. Before he opened his mouth, what happened? He started blessing. He blessed. This king became mad. Permit me to use this word. Madder. Shout hallelujah. Enemy is always, they are very, very, they persist. They don't give up easily. You see, if the Lord has to use death to stop that unrepentant enemy of yours, eh? If he has to use sudden death, I decree by the decree of heaven, before the end of this week, heaven shall announce the obituary. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah. King said, take me, go along with me to the third mountain. I am highest. They went to the highest mountain now. They got to the highest mountain. They said, look at them. Peradventure, I didn't see them very well. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let's see. Amen. Let's see that one. Turn your Bible quickly with me to. Let's see. Numbers 23 now. Numbers 23. Numbers 23. Let's take it from 19. 19. Numbers 23, 19. Are we there? God bless you. I read, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, I shall not do it, or had he spoken, I shall not make it good. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and I've blessed. And I cannot reverse it. I stand there in the name of the Lord of hosts. Because I too have received commandment to bless you today. Because you are a daughter of Zion. Because you are a covenant child of God. Because Jehovah is your strength. Because you trusted in the name of the Lord. Because there is no iniquity in you. I stand there in the name of the Lord of hosts. You and your generation remain blessed forever. I said, your generation remember. Because Jehovah is your shield and your reward. Because you are not added any iniquity to that God. Neither is there any perverseness in you. Thus says the Lord of hosts. I repeat myself. You and your generation, you shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. You shall be greeted. You shall be greeted with favor. As from today, anywhere you get to, you shall be greeted with uncommon favor. Your sun shall not set. Your moon shall not be dark. In the name of Jesus, God will decorate your life and crown with favor, unparalleled favor. Those that saw you before you came to this prayer meeting, by the time you are going out of this service, they will acknowledge that surely you have met the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand here as the oracle of God, and I decree. Any power that casts you, because you're a covenant child of God, any man that casts you, as from today, they and their generation shall be accursed for you. No curse will land upon your head. No curse will land upon your children. If there's any curse that have been following you from the generation, fourth generation to now, by the power in the blood of Jesus. Because the Bible says, cursed is anyone that is hung on a tree, for Jesus has been made a curse for us. Jesus has made himself a curse for you. I decree, whether it is curse affecting your curse of poverty, whether it is curse affecting your business, whether it is curse affecting your marriage, I decree to be terminated. Those curses are broken. Those curses are broken. All those curses are reversed. And now become blessings. All the curse which you have ever known, your ancestors become blessings to you. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, when he now saw this one, the third one, the third oracle, that was the third time they went to the mountain now, and God disappointed the enemy. Let's look at chapter 24, from verse 1. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as the other times, to seek for enchantment. You see? But he set his face toward the wilderness. He did not go to God again to ask, they have prepared the altar, shall I curse again? So, look at it. You see? Enchantment. No wonder the Bible says, no enchantment against, no divination against, no enchantment against Esther. No divination against by this time, what will happen? Before the end of this month, the Lord is changing your story. As from today, your story has changed. Those that are looking unto God for the fruit of the womb, before this time next year, the all eyes shall see what the Lord has done. You are coming back here to come and dedicate this show. Whether it is two, you want or three places. Adventure, you have been looking unto God maybe for 8 years now, which means you must carry three. If it is 9 years, two years at least, you are carrying your triplets, two boys and a girl. By the power of the Holy Ghost, so shall be. Amen. There shall be celebration in your homes. Celebration of good things. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So before he knew what was happening, he started blessing again. At that point in time, the man, this king was extremely mad. He said, yes, these three times I brought you to come and curse these people for me, and these three times you have blessed them. He said, now, I thought I just wanted to promote you, but your God did not allow me to bless you. He has forgotten that promotion cometh not for what? From the Lord. If man promotes you, the same man can bring you down. But if God promotes you, no man can bring you down. So my father, announce my promotion to you. In the name of Jesus, announce my promotion. Oh heavens, announce my promotion yourself. Announce my promotion. Announce my promotion. Announce my promotion. In Jesus' mighty name, it is settled. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, all together, Balaam prepared 21 altars. He raised 21 altars against the children of God. 21 bullocks and 21 rams. You can see how far the enemy can go. Praise the Lord. I pray for you. Any part shedding blood on any altar to waste you, blood of Jesus will strangulate you. In the name of Jesus. Any part raising altar, and you know, you are here. They raise altar all over the place because of people. You go elsewhere, go here and there, harmonies because of you. Power that is walking up and down to waste you, they shall walk at us. When you go back home, they shall walk at us. In the name of Jesus. They shall not see them again. So shall we be. Amen. Power going from mountain to mountain, consulting diviners, evil priests to curse you. Themselves and their priests, they shall quame, they shall quame, they shall roast,
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, in the name of Jesus. Simply thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. See, in that time, he opened his mouth. Because God has twisted that mouth. You don't curse my people. Bless them. You know, the art of the kings and kings is an art of war. The Lord created the mouth so he can control it. So he now said, he opened, he said, Israel. He said, how goodly are the tents, O Jacob, and the tabernacle of Israel. Israel shall eat up all the nations that are his enemies. You will eat up all your enemies. In the name of Jesus. He said, he shall break their bones. That's what the enemy, the person I had to cause, that blessing. He said, Israel shall break their bones. He shall pierce his enemy through with his arrow. Praise the Lord. I decree the arrow of God, the wild wind of God, to go out with fury and land upon all your enemies. He now said, the wild wind of the Lord shall go with fury and shall land upon the enemies. The wild wind will carry the arrow and they shall go and land upon your enemies. In the name of Jesus. In that you shall have what will happen to them to give you rest. Praise the Lord. I said, if that is what God will do so that you can have your rest. You are not coming to this world two times. You have your life to live. I have my life to live. Praise the Lord. So what is their problem? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So finally, he now said it in that chapter 24, verse 9. He said, blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. This last time, Balaam was very angry. He now, the Bible says, he smote his hand, that is, was so angry, and he smote his hands together. Praise the Lord. He said, now, begin to go. Then the man of God said, Balaam, the hired diviner. He said, okay, did I not tell you before that I will only say what I wanted to say when you said your praises to me? You see, he said, but I will make sure I will advertise your shame. That's what he said. He said, I'm not saying I'm not going, but I am going to tell the people, advertise what this nation Israel will do to your people. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to announce your shame. God will announce the shame of your enemy. God shall announce the shame of your enemy. Amen. So, beloved, this prophecy is for someone. God said today, I should tell you, those confusion you have been going through, he said, you see that confusion in the name of Jesus. He said, those hardship and all those you get into a place, they don't want to see you, get into a place, they say, come next time, every good thing is just slipping away. He said, today marks the end. You know what I said? You are that person. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, you see, beloved, there are powers that delighted in cursing. There are powers that delighted in cursing. The Bible even says, when some people are blessing, inwardly they are cursing. Praise the Lord. You think they are blessing, but inwardly, that seems to tell you the heart of man is very wicked. What are those things that they curse? They curse glory. They can curse people's projects. That's why you see so many projects there. Just be lying down there. If there's anyone here, you have an abandoned project, I decree heavens to open. Every curse that they put upon that project, let the blood of Jesus lift it up. In the name of Jesus. They curse certificates. That's why the certificate cannot fetch people some good job. Praise the Lord. Every curse upon everyone's certificate has the blood of Jesus to take it up. Land can be cursed. A land can be cursed. You not live in a cursed place in Jesus' name. A house can be cursed. You carry money things there, prosperity there. Before 3 months or 6 months, that person has almost gone into penury. The person begins to sell the things he has. You not live in that kind of a house. And peradventure you are there, you've been praying, and for the Lord to help you, that is to get money to get out. And it seems the more you pray, the harder it is. I prayed that after this the service of today, God himself will send you here from sanctuary. God will send you here from sanctuary. You don't believe it? God is sending you here for something. And you're going to get a very good one, which will have peace to serve your Lord. Some people, when they sleep in the house, they cannot pray. They have seen a lot of things there. It's bad dreams. That house may be the cause of it. But I pray that the blood of Jesus will go to surgeons and break those curses. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, so many things can be under a curse. Destiny can be cursed. Amen. Marriage can be cursed. Womb can be cursed. Somebody's effort can be cursed. They cause somebody's effort and the efficiency now break down. The people will not be able to do faster as he used to do. Any power causing your effort and your efficiency, in the name of Jesus, they shall receive the wrath of God. Health can be under a curse. Person be going in and out of hospital. At times they diagnose, they don't really know what is happening. I pray, because the healer is there, Jesus Christ, the great physician, any ailment in the life of anyone sitting here now, I pray right now to disappear. Amen. Receive the church of God. Amen. Receive the church of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, beloved, so many things the enemy can cause. But one thing we know that God, our Maker, the one that has power to remove curse, is here. And he has done it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So what exactly do we need to do? What do we need to do today as children of God? Because how to be paranoid. The question is, before we know what to do, we need to ask ourselves, am I a child of God? Do I carry the covenant of God upon my life? Praise the Lord. The covenant children of God, they love God. They are very, very obedient to God. Praise the Lord. Very, very obedient. Anything God says is what you do. They don't violate those commands of God. They are humble people. Praise the Lord. They're humble people. They're loving people. They love God. We cannot say we love God when we don't love the people around us. That one is a lie. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those people that love God, God do. That those people that love God, God to love them. And he cares for everything that has to do with them. Israel, although they are covenanted people, whenever they sin against God, God too hand them over to their enemies. Praise the Lord. Enemy follows their affliction. But at the other time, when they now cry unto the Lord, God serves them and become an enemy to their enemies. You now see God, Jehovah, fighting their enemies and wasting them utterly. God will become an enemy to your enemy. Yeah. If you are a child of God and inside that covenant. The Bible says we don't break that covenant. Breaking of covenant will open the life of people to all sorts of satanic attack. You stand under the covenant because the dark places of the earth is an habitation of cruelty. The world we are is very, very wicked. You can see, the Israel, these people have not offended them. They have not offended this king and he was after them. Why? Because they were spreading. Because they were spreading. And you can only spread and prosper when God is in it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's the kind of prosperity that will last forever. Amen. Are we here, beloved? Are you here to give your life to Jesus? You have anything to settle with the Lord? What is the way out? The first thing is genuinely born again. You must be inside that covenant. You must be inside that covenant. For how many years did Israel suffer in the hands of Egyptians? All because of sin. Praise the Lord. You must love God with your whole heart. So loving God with your whole heart means that anything he asks you to do, you must do. Whether it is convenient or not. He says, if I am your father, where is my honor? It deserves to be honored. So after getting genuinely born again, you can repent of all, even the ancestral sin. Preventure their curses. There's something they have done. Our forefathers, they did a lot. Praise the Lord. repent on their behalf, after which you can now enter into targeted prayers by breaking the curse which our Lord has done with the blood of Jesus here. Praise the Lord. May you continue to live a holy life. Continue to live a holy life, and as I live in a holy life, holy God will always fend for. He will always be with you and continue to bless you. And no power will be able to cause you. Let's lose our hearts now. Peradventure we are here, we are not here giving our life to Jesus. Shall we signify by raising up our hands to the Lord? Who is that power higher to cause you? Who is that power higher to cause you or to cause your children? They shall die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any business that is under a curse here, I can see the resurrection power of the Lord falling upon that your business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
If you are here, you are not here giving your life to Jesus, can you signify by raising up your hands with me? While all eyes are closed, raise it high very well so that we can see you and identify with you. God bless you. Raise it high so that we can see you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to be the blood of Jesus. Oh, the Lord. Oh, The blood is flowing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the footsteps of Jesus, he's now passing by, very bound for the wounded, in his own new life, as he speaks to the sufferer. Who may have ever is saying this moment, will thou be the Lord? Will thou be the Lord? Will thou be the Lord? Oh, come in me, sufferer. Oh, come since it's so. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current, and thou shalt be whole. Begin to talk to the Lord. Which area you want healing? Begin to use the blood of Jesus. Speak. Begin to by the blood of Jesus, Father, release my breakthrough. By the power and the blood of Jesus, Father, release my miracle. 1 minute now, begin to ask the Lord. The blood is there. By the power in the blood of Jesus, let there be release of my benefits. Let there be release of my favor. Begin to talk to the Lord. Use the blood. the blood will go for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to ask that sickness to begin to depart. Aha. By the fine blood of Jesus, every curse that have been issued in my bloodline, the curse I don't know about, all those curses, let it be broken. Let the curses of slavery be broken in my life. You are a new creature. You are spiritual Israel too. Yes, by the spirit of adoption, you are spiritual Israel. The covenant of God is upon your heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's pray this three prayer point. Amen. Say, oh God, arise.
Oh God, arise.
Bless my Joseph.
Come and reign.
Amen. Promotion coming through. If the Lord has promoted Joseph, praise the Lord. Oh God, arise.
Bless my Joseph.
Come and reign. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let my Joseph come and reign. Aha. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say it. My Joseph, let it come and reign. Jesus' mighty name we pray. So, the rock that can never fail, let me and my family hide in you. In the name of Jesus, that rock that can never fail, let me and my family hide in you. Yes, let me and my family, my children hide in you forever. That rock that can never fail, let me and my children pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Let me and my children have you. When you are hidden inside the rock, any part that wants to attack you, they shall collide and scatter to pieces. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray this prayer as well. Angels
that
smote Herod. Angels that smote Herod to death. Pursue my pursuers. Angels that smote Herod to death. Pursue my pursuers. Pursue them. Pursue my pursuers. Are you praying? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are now going to pray this last prayer point for now. We're going to pray this prayer. Say, oh God, arise!
Give me testimonies
that will cause my enemies to hang themselves. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you here this morning As from today, no man will insult your God again.
Amen.
No man will curse you again.
Amen.
Anyone that tries it, they shall die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you have been rejected, you shall be accepted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those good things that your life and destinies have long been waiting for, receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We advertise your life for signs and wonders.
Amen.
In this United Kingdom and all over the world.
Amen.
I decree to your life, your children will give you peace.
Amen.
Yes, shall be your peace over your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God of Elijah will give you his fire.
Amen.
His raw fire.
Amen.
That will make darkness to flee from you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whenever you appear, testimony will appear.
Amen.
Shall flow to you. They shall bow down for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall remain honorable.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
Before your God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be step with your hand? Let's bring that tithe and offering now as we pray.